Today we're diving into a hot pants style wobble bass in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the old school jungle and DNB way. So instead of just making something huge and overcooked, we're aiming for something rude, tight, dusty, and controlled. Think of a bass that can sit under break edits, ghost notes, and atmosphere, and still punch through when the drop lands. The big idea here is balance. We want a clean mono sub, a mid-layer with movement and character, and a crisp transient layer that helps the bass speak on small speakers and over busy drums. If you get those three zones working together, the bass starts feeling like part of the record, not just a synth patch floating on top. First, set up your session with a drum reference right away. This matters a lot in DNB because the bass has to lock to the break, not just sound good in solo. Load a break with strong ghost notes and a snappy snare, loop it for 4 or 8 bars, and leave a bit of headroom on the master. If you've got atmospheres or a pad in the intro, keep those playing too. We want to hear how the bass behaves in context from the start. Now create a bass group and inside it make 3 MIDI tracks, sub, mid wobble, and transient or grit. This gives us a simple modular setup that's easy to shape and reuse later. Let's start with the sub. On the sub track, load operator or wave eatable and keep the source simple. Use a sine or a very clean triangle. Turn mono on. If you want a little note linking, add a tiny bit of glide, maybe 0 to 40 milliseconds, but don't overdo it. The sub should feel solid and stable, not slippery. Program a bass pattern that supports the break instead of fighting it. Short notes usually work best here. Try something that answers the snare, maybe to hit on beat 1 and another on the end of 2, then leave a gap. In old school DNB, space is part of the groove. Shorter notes often hit harder than long sustained ones because they give the drums room to breathe. After the synth, add saturator. Keep it gentle, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. This adds a bit of weight and keeps the sub feeling controlled. If you need extra cleanup, add EQ8 and gently roll off anything above about 200 to 250 Hz on the sub layer. Also use utility to keep this track fully mono. The sub should live dead center. Next is the mid wobble layer. This is where the character lives. Load wave eatable and choose something richer, like a saw-based or square saw style waveform, or any wave eatable with some harmonic density. Keep the voice count to 1 so it stays focused, and keep unison off or very low. Then run it through a low-pass filter, starting somewhere around 180 to 500 Hz depending on how bright the tone is. A little resonance is fine, and a small amount of drive can help it bite. For the wobble movement, you can use auto filter or wave eatable zone modulation. A classic DNB wobble often works well at 1/8, 1/16, or dotted 1/8. The key is to make the motion audible without turning it into seasick chaos. You want movement that feels intentional, like it's answering the drums. Keep the dusty bay in the 180 to 400 Hz range and let the character live up around 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That's the zone where jungle bass starts to feel sampled, worn in, and alive. If the mids get too sharp or plasticky, push some controlled saturation and then trim harshness around 2 to 4 kHz with EQ8. A lot of people overbrighten this layer and then wonder why it stops sounding old school. Usually the answer is to keep it a little rough, a little dusty, and not too hi-fi. Now let's build the transient layer. This part is subtle, but it makes a huge difference. It's the snap that helps the bass cut through the break. You can do this with simpler operator, or even a tiny hit in drum rack. If you use simpler, load a short noise or click sample, switch to one shot, trim the start tightly, keep the envelope short, and high pass it if needed so it doesn't muddy the low mids. If you want to synthesize the transient with operator, use a bright waveform or even a sine with a very fast amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds, no sustain. You can also add a tiny pitch or filter envelope for a more percussive front edge. Keep this layer quiet. It's not a third bass line. It's just there to make the note read clearly on small speakers and over a busy break. Now group all three layers together and start frequency splitting them properly. Keep the sub low passed under about 120 to 180 Hz. High pass the mid wobble around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. And high pass the transient layer somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz so it stays clean and doesn't cloud the low mids. Use utility to keep the sub fully mono, and if you want any stereo width, keep it above the low end. You can add light compression or glue compressor on the group if it helps the layers feel like one instrument. Just a little bit is enough. Something like a 2 to 1 ratio, moderate attack, auto or medium release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is glue, not flattening. Now let's write the bass phrase. This is where the groove really comes alive. In DNB, phrasing matters just as much as sound design. A strong approach is a two-bar or four-bar call and response pattern. Start with a short low note, then let the wobble answer. Leave space for the snare and ghost notes. Try changing one note in bar 4 or bar 8 so the loop evolves instead of just repeating forever. That tiny variation can make the whole line feel more musical and more like a real tune. If you're building a full drop, think in phrases, not just loops. Maybe the first 4 bars are your hook, then bars 5 to 8 introduce a small change. You might alter the wobble rate, drop the transient layer for 1 bar, or hold the last note a little longer to create tension. That kind of arrangement move is super effective in old-school inspired DNB because it keeps the energy shifting without needing a giant sound redesign. Now automate the movement. This is where the bass becomes exciting. Start the drop with a slightly slower wobble, maybe around 1/8, then ramp it toward 1/16 as the section develops. You can also open the filter a little in the second half of the drop to push urgency. Another good move is to reduce the transient layer briefly, then bring it back for impact. Those small changes create tension and release in a really musical way. If you're using resampling, this is the point to commit. Print 4 or 8 bars of the bass to audio. This is one of the best workflows in Ableton for DNB because it lets you treat the bass like a playable audio instrument. Once it's printed, you can slice it, reverse tiny pieces, or create a fill for the end of the phrase. A reversed bass fragment before a snare can sound incredibly effective in a jungle context. A quick teacher note here, always listen to the bass in 3 zones. Big systems for the sub, laptops for the mids, and small speakers for the attack. If one layer is doing all the work, the patch usually falls apart somewhere else. The sub should be felt, the mid should carry the dusty identity, and the transient should help the note speak without needing tons of distortion. Also, don't ignore velocity. In Ableton, velocity can be a great tone control if you map it to filter or amp amount. That makes repeated notes feel less robotic. And if the mix starts getting boxy, watch the 200 to 500 Hz range. That area gives jungle bass its dusty body, but it's also where break loops can get cloudy fast. If things are getting messy, trim there before adding more saturation. A really useful trick is to bounce 2 versions of the same bass, one cleaner and one dirtier. In this style, the rougher version often feels more authentic, but the cleaner version may sit better with the drums. The best answer is usually the one that wins in context, not in solo. For darker or heavier DNB, try switching wobble shapes by phrase. Use one feel for the first 4 bars, then make the next 4 bars tighter or more choppy. You can also duplicate the mid layer and create a second tone with a different filter or saturation setting, then automate between them for call and response energy. Another strong move is to drop the transient layer completely for one phrase. When it comes back, the re-entry feels much bigger. And don't forget arrangement. Introduce the bass in layers if you can. Start with the sub, then bring in the dusty mids, then the transient. That makes the drop feel like it's unfolding rather than just hitting all at once. You can also use a one-bar dropout before a fill or switch. In old-school DNB, that kind of absence can feel massive. To finish, here's a good practice move. Build an 8-bar micro drop with a break, a snare-led groove, and your 3-layer bass setup. Write a 2-bar phrase that repeats with one change. Automate the wobble from 1/8 to 1/16 over the section. Print the bass to audio and create one fill variation for the end. Then test it in solo, with drums, and with one atmosphere texture. If it still feels heavy, rude, and readable in all 3 situations, you're on the right path. So the core recipe is simple. Clean mono sub, dusty moving mids, crisp transient definition, and phrasing that talks to the break. Keep it controlled, keep it musical, and don't be afraid of a little grime. That's the Hot Pants DNB energy right there.